And now it's time for Ben and Skins weekly update. Featuring veteran news anchor KT Fun Tweets. Here are the important stories he's currently tracking from around the world.
Sure is important. A new study out by Planet Fitness.
What?
Say that women prefer the dad bod over a man who's got rock hard chiseled abs.
Well, well, well. Ladies, let me introduce myself. Guys, hand me more of those IPAs. I'm getting these boobs ready over here on my skin bod.
Now, these ladies are from a planet called Planet Fitness.
Tenth planet.
So they're so sick of all these guys that are in shape, and they're like, we want to hook up with fat men.
Captain Chicks? Crunch just hanging out, doing crunches.
Yeah. Here's what I think it is. I think a chick is looking over at a guy that's in perfect shape, right? He's got the abs, got the six-pack, and he keeps looking at his biceps. She's going, not only is that guy incredibly high maintenance, he's in love with himself, and that guy's dying to cheat on me. Come over here, portly guy.
Uh-huh.
I'm getting with you.
You think it's like the same way that guys look at mega super hot chicks? They're because a lot of super mega hot chicks are lonely because guys won't even approach them.
Yeah.
Because they just assume, okay, well, this is going to be high maintenance. You're so hot. Every guy's going to be hitting on you. Yeah.
You know what they say about assuming? Makes an ass.
Out of?
Of you.
And?
Me.
Yep. Always said that.
I get it.
Does it give reasons? Because I do have a very specific reason.
Let's get to the statistical numbers here.
Try for cut okay. the reasons.
As Emily was just talking about the analytics.
The sabermetrics.
7 out of 10 women say an extra 20 or so pounds are attractive to them.
What about
those 50? 7 women also don't enjoy working out.
Okay. See, there it is.
There's two kinds of people in this world. People who like to work out and people who don't like to work out.
Really? Do you think people actually do like to work out or you think they like the results of working out?
There are people who have so little going on in their life that they enjoy working out.
No. Hold on. This is a think tank of lazy asses. Yeah. I mean, we're admittedly like, I want to lounge. I want to hold a beer and I want to watch television and lounge. But there are plenty of people that rush, you know, of the adrenaline. It's like the whole thing you hear about a runner's high or whatever.
They find it helps their day.
Running sounds like it sucks to me and my knees and ankles hurt, but the people that run, they get a rush out of it.
Right. Well, no, I get it. I get it. Like, so I go play basketball at 6 a.m. in the morning, and I have to trick myself because I wouldn't go exercise at 6 a.m., but I think, I'm competing or something, doing something I like.
Basketball's fun.
Yeah, fun. So your basketball is there pumping iron or whatever.
I don't know that anybody really has fun doing it.
I think people love going. I think there's a lot of people love going to the gym, and now it's turned into things that they love taking videos of themselves at the gym. Yeah. They've got gym buddies. Now that's a world, man. I'm not a part of that world. I do go to the gym. I go to the gym 10 a.m. every day. Mm-hmm. All right, but I don't. You know,
you don't stare at yourself in the mirror while you do curls.
I put off TV time and watch TV shows on my phone because I hate working out and I get bored.
Yeah,
after 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But I think women don't. I think not all women.
Mm-hmm.
But I think some women don't want to work as hard. Like, oh, well, that guy, if I'm with him, then I'm not going to have to work out that hard.
Is it okay?
I kind of ease the work, get through it.
If a woman thinks a guy is attractive, is it okay in this climate for her to walk up and go, damn?
yeah.
And is it okay for him to do that to her?
Absolutely.
No.
I don't think it is.
If they're in great shape, they can do it to one another.
I don't think they can.
I mean, do women do that?
No.
I've never experienced it.
Outside of the Kim Cattrall character and Sex and the City, do women do that?
I mean, I think if Brad Pitt's walking around, I bet every once in a while there's a woman that passes him and goes, damn, boy! Because not girl.
What a
damn girl!
What a husky voice that woman is saying that with.
She does smoke a lot.
What about the chick that is... I'm not talking about fit and in shape. I'm talking about the chick that's like...
Voluptuous?
Farty?
No. I'm talking about the chick that's ripped.
Oh yeah, that's weird.
Hey. Are you done with those 50-pound barbells?
Right. Starla?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
You working out with RJ?
Is there anything about...
That's nothing.
Is there anything about
I'm Regina.
That you guys find attractive?
Oh.
Regina Julius.
No.
Sorry. No, I'm good on that.
And in this day and age, I just assume that they were a man in a past life.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's a great scene in, I mean, hell, there's a million great scenes, but that, I don't even know the name of the character, but Bruce Willis's girlfriend in Pulp Fiction. There's that great dialogue about her little pot belly.
Yeah.
And this whole idea of what feels good versus what looks good.
Oh, yeah.
And they get into that whole conversation.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's like, I very much love a woman that's in good shape, but I don't want some crazy ripped chick.
But you don't want to lay down on a box of muscles.
No.
You want to lay down on some soft pillowy.
And that's why I'm kind of thinking about this logic of these. This logic of these women.
Yeah.
You know, it's like kind of having the dad bothered. For one thing, it's not particularly intimidating. And there's also, you're giving the signal that you're not in love with yourself.
Right. And you're also, there's nobody that's really going to come calling for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's just a general softness.
Yeah.
It's probably a little more huggable than you hug this ripped thing. It's like, am I hugging iron?
It's like, look, do you want to lay down on this waterbed or do you want to lay down in this coffin of hammers?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, Coffin of Hammers is a great metal album.
A Coffin of Hammers is not a comfortable bed to sleep in.
No.
Not.
Hammer Coffin.
It's a little offensive, too, I think, to just call it dad bod. Because that says...
Oh, I see. Because you're saying, hey, ladies, I've got dad bod, but I don't have kids. You're like, why do I have to be a dad? Why can't I just have...
There could be another name for it, right? It doesn't have to be dad bod. Because that's like, implies that, you're old and you've given up.
Hey. How about pair body?
We're all going to eventually be replaced by dad bots because they're efficient. They never make
bod with a D.
Oh.
Yeah, dad bots. Dad bots, dad jokes program.
Okay.
Do you guys like to quit your job?
Yes.
What do you have in mind? Later.
What do you have to offer? Got a mortgage payment coming up.
How many people that have real hot Cowboys opinions right now are punching their steering wheel going, these guys are... cavalierly talking about quitting their job. Well, I'd do anything to go on there and tell them how I really feel about Dak.
I'm actually watching a Komodo dragon eat an entire monkey on the internet.
Now,
you forward that
are you guys comfortable?
Copied on it.
Are you guys familiar with Reynolds rap?
Yeah, it's our buddy Mark Reynolds put a rap album out.
Is this like a sandwich bag with you just wrap stuff up in it's like clear foil?
I've always equated it to tin foil. But yeah, I'm sure there's Reynolds wrap Ziploc baggies now.
It's clear. There's no Ziploc on it.
And it's clear and clingy.
Undefined, yeah.
Well, the company Reynolds wrap is doing a little promotion this year in honor of the summer barbecue season. They're going to hand out a $10,000 check, okay? And you're going to get paid to travel the world with the Reynolds wrap and try the most delicious barbecue around the country.
Oof.
And all you have to do is post pics.
This is the food equivalent of one of those traveling IG models.
Yeah.
Like Kat Dunn, our friend who's been on the station many times, is on Big Brother now. She'll go out there on Instagram and be like, I'm on an island in another bikini. Click link in bio.
Yeah.
You know, it's like that. People get paid to do that.
Yeah. I followed her Instagram page for the articles. But yeah, I've seen those pictures too.
You click the link?
Yeah. I go to those links in the bio.
I was disappointed when it wasn't a cam show.
So, yes, the whole idea of traveling the United States to eat ribs, it sounds like this job was made for me. But that's perfect. Ribs are my favorite food. What's happening?
Oh, we got a hotline guest.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
On the hotline.
It's a Hall of Fame catcher.
Oh!
Yeah!
How about that? Joining us now, is this Pudge Rodriguez?
Yes, sir. How are you?
Hey, Pudge, what's going on today, baby?
Wait, do you have us on speakerphone? Because that'd be awesome.
I'm here. I listen good.
All right, nice. Very good. All right, hey, tell us what you got going with Nine Band, man. Saw you out at that party last week. What is cooking with Gold 13 Gold, baby, the gold lager from Nine Band?
Well, it's an idea that I always have a long time ago, and we've just been working in this project for a little bit over a year, and we came out with a very light, nice beer, called Something Gold, and I just want to say thanks to the guys from Night Band Brewing that we get along, and we pretty much have the same idea, and we launched a couple of days ago, and everybody likes it.
That is fantastic. Are you a big beer drinker yourself? Do you love beer?
Well, you know, especially when it's hot, especially right now when it's 97 degrees out there, and it's always good to drink one very cold. So I like it. I like beer.
I'm with you, man. That's my mantra. It's on my business card. Talking to Pudge Rodriguez here on the Ben and Skin Show. So, Pudge, where is 13 Gold available right now? Where can people go drink your beer?
Well, right now is you guys can drink it right there where we do where we making the beer. The beer is gonna come out in the can in the next month or so. So we launch it, and now the beer is in draft right now, and you can get it and taste it and have a great time in Nine Band Brewery right here in Dallas.
Yeah, I know it's at Nine Band in Allen, and I think Village Burger Bar in Allen has it too. Are you guys going to have this out at Pudge's Pizza soon?
That's the plan. That's the plan. We wanted to launch it early, but the can is gonna look pretty nice. It's gonna be my face on it. It's gonna call 13 Gold, and there's gonna have some of my awards writing in the back. So it's gonna be a good looking can as well.
We'll love it. And hey, we'd be remiss not to ask you today. The Rangers announced they're retiring the jersey of Michael Young. What do you make of that? What would you like to say about Michael Young?
Michael is a tremendous guy, tremendous person. You know, all the years that he played here with the Rangers, you know, on and off the field, has been tremendous, and very happy for him. He deserved that and more. We got Beltre this year, and we're gonna have Mikey Young, and it's gonna be awesome. So, I wanted to congratulate him. He's a great guy and well deserved.
Well, speaking of congratulations, congratulations to you on the brand new 13 Gold with Nine Band. We encourage people to go pick it up and then be on the lookout for it. Hey, Pudge, thanks for calling in. Have a great afternoon and congratulations, man.
Thank you. Thank you guys for having me. Have a great afternoon.
Boom. There he goes. 13 Gold gloves for that, man.
Now, Ben, what were you saying about the ribs?
Ribs are my favorite food, Kevin. And if I could travel the world and eat ribs, I'd be all for it. But I do want to say this. Beef ribs are by far the best.
Oh,
they're huge. Have you had those? There's because you don't eat pork skin.
No, so I don't.
Beef ribs are the giant ones that look like, you know, like dinosaur meat or something.
Beef ribs are from cow.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. And they're huge. Like it's like a.
Did you not
like
know like beef was
like
from
a,
cow?
It's like a loaf of bread. It's like a it's a piece of meat that is soft. And it's about the size of a loaf of bread, and there's a giant brontosaurus bone in the middle of it.
Now, here's my question. Not stop down? The guy from the country asked if beef was from
because
cow.
Because I feel like he just needed to be cut a break. Because
no,
every
my
once
question. Yeah, you're right.
Just need to cut the guy a break. Don't have to nail him.
You would have killed yourself.
I think I have a fair question.
You would have killed yourself for that.
I think I have a fair question, though. So you go to a place and you order ribs. You order beef ribs, or are you ordering ribs? I'm sure I'm going to get the ribs. What types of ribs are those?
Well, they're usually offering up pork, which is from a pig.
That's true. I didn't know that.
No, pork is from a pig.
I'm aware of that.
No, I didn't know because of the whole beef cow
okay,
thing.
Okay, so Chili's doing their whole baby back ribs campaign. Okay, so I'm going to order the baby back ribs.
Right, those are pork ribs.
I didn't know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, those are pork ribs.
And they come from a pig.
That's a fair question.
Yeah, I got you, man. The guy just needs a break every now and then. It's great to a guy a break.
Ribs are inside the chest. All right, it's a Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan, coming up next.
Oh, Pudge.
Hey, Pudge.
Oh, Pudge.
Thanks, Pudge. He goes, what's the first thing he said? I'm listening.
He said that he's a good listener.
I'm a catcher.
Okay, hold on, Ben.
Thanks, Ben.
All right, coming up next. Yes, the Lakers can also get a max free agent with Anthony Davis, and the Mavs might be able to benefit from that, and we'll talk about it next.
We'll see what we can do with this one. Manscaped.com. The promo code is KT, where you'll get 20% off, free shipping, and a free travel bag with the promo code KT at manscaped.com. Now, if you look at your body here, you've got your head, and then you've got your dad bod, Your ribs are right in there somewhere.
He wanted to
below
cut you
that,
a break.
That's pretty good. Such a good line. And I needed a break. Now, we really want to talk about below-the-waist grooming right now, guys. So if you could get serious, that would be very helpful. You might have seen the guys at Manscaped.com. Might have seen them on Shark Tank, unless you weren't watching Shark Tank. And I'm telling you right now, they are number one in men's below-the-waist grooming. You're going to want to keep an eye out for their Perfect Package 2.0. If you go to Manscaped.com, click on the Perfect Package 2.0. It's going to have everything you need, including the Lawnmower 2.0, which is a great electric trimmer to make sure that you're all fresh down below the waist. You know what I'm saying? It's getting real hot in the summer. Pudge enjoys a good beer when it gets hot in the summer. I enjoy being well manicured below the waist. I don't want to be bushy, you know? It's thick and nasty. It's sweaty. It's real gross. It's humid outside. You go to manscaped.com, you're going to get 20% off if you use the promo code KT. Make sure that you're feeling good when you go to those backyard barbecues with Reynolds Wrap and you're having a cold beer with Pudge. Manscaped.com is the website. KT is the promo code where you'll get 20% off. Go to that website now. Tell me you will. Bye.